Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 3, we were talking about what is meant by the day of the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I pastor a church, and we have a lot of people involved. Now, we have a maintenance director. We have those that are computer experts. And then Dr. Hopper, who's our radio manager and really has helped develop the email system for the military. He's the guy that when my computer has problems, I go straight to him. Our maintenance is a Mr. Etheridge. I go straight to Mr. Etheridge. Now, if I fix something, these men know that had I just brought it to them and let them fix it, it would have only taken 5 minutes instead of an hour to fix it. But you see, when I try to fix it, it only makes matters worse. Well, we find today that men are trying to change the Word of God and are trying to fix the church with philosophy instead of letting the Master do it with the Word of God, letting the Holy Spirit. It's His work. It's His work to do in us. We just turn it over to the Lord through His word and submit to it. And see, that's the day that we live in. And in the minister in these last days, we've got to submit to God, to His word, and let His word be the truth in our lives. So we not only see this know. Be assured of this. Think on this. Keep it in mind. This know that in the last days. Now, the last days is the next phrase. And we need to discern what is not and what is meant by the last days. So often one hears of the day of the Lord. Do you realize that the day of the Lord is at least 1,007 years? It's going to include, right at the rapture and that following, the 7-year tribulation period, and the 1,000-year millennial period. Now, those first 7 years of judgment, the tribulation, in which over half of the world's population dies in terrible, terrible deaths, some through hunger, some just very violent deaths and attacks of even animals, let alone armies, and a very lawless day. And in 7 years, it is so bad that men will even try to commit suicide and yet won't be able to. So that's it, and that's part of the day of the Lord, but also the 1,000 years after that when Jesus comes here and reigns on the earth that we call the millennium, when this earth will know its best and most prosperous history. Yet, right after that, Satan is loosed, who's been chained in the pit for the 1,000 years. He'll be loosed. And he'll go out and deceive nations once more. And then the fire of God will pour out of heaven, consume all of them, the great white throne judgment. Then they start the eternal reign. So through that white throne judgment, from the rapture to that is at least 1,007 years, probably more. And that is the day of the Lord. Now, we'll go back to 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. It stated this, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Now, the following verses told us of things that would develop and did in and through the Roman Catholic Church. The latter times referred to later on, not necessarily the last days, but it was referring to the church age. And we could see that some of the Catholic doctrines forbidding of eating of meats and of marriage, like to their priests and so forth, and then you see the result of that in the days that we live in, and it is reported that's the way it was pretty well down through the ages of the church age. But we know that it's still referring to what was going to happen in the latter times or during the church age. It was addressed to the pastor of the local church. And it was addressing the local church in the last days. We see then by context of the passage and the entire letter that it refers to the last days of the church age. But now, notice here the word last. Last. In 1 Timothy 4, verse 1, it was the latter times, but here it says last. Last. It's from the Greek word eschatos, from which we get the theological terminology, eschatology, the study of last things. The word last, eschatos, is defined as the extreme, most remote, in reference to time. It refers to the last of that which concludes anything. So the expression here, the last days, is referring to the time immediately preceding the rapture, the last days of the local church age. Whereas in 1 Timothy 4:1, it was latter times, it was throughout the church age, even up to the end of it. But this is the last part of it. Now, this is the concluding part. Now, I believe the rapture has always been imminent. And by that, I mean it meant that Christ could have come at any time. However, I personally believe that the rapture is now at a point of immediate, that it will happen very shortly, probably within the next 50 years. That's just a personal belief with mine, and I believe just because of things that we see in the Bible. Now, could it go beyond 50 years? Yes, it could. So don't say I set a date. I have not. But I just believe that we're at the immediate stage of this imminent age. And so that is my personal opinion. Don't go to the bank with my personal opinion, but do go to the bank with the Word of God, all right? Now, although these things have always been with us, we see now that the Holy Spirit is describing conditions in the local church just before the rapture takes place. The late Dr. Andrew Telford referred to our day as the body age. By that, he explained that it has been God's grace that saved a man in any age. But in this age, often referred to as the church age, God is bringing together Israel and the saved of this age into one fold, as John chapter 10 points out, verse 16, and one building, as Ephesians chapter 2 points out, and yea, even one body, Ephesians chapter 4. The point is that the apostasy in that period of time before the rapture sees men turning from divine revelation, the Bible, to have itching ears instead of sound doctrine, telling us there are many roads to heaven. And they substitute their own reasoning for what God has said in His Word. Now, when fundamentalists begin to adapt the terminology that is used by new evangelicals, the contemporary and the emerging church crowd, the new Calvinists and so forth, we need to understand they don't mean the same thing by the words they use. Now, I went to college in the 1960s in Tennessee Temple University. It became later, but it was a very fundamental college. In time, it changed. And then they started using the words intentional and relationship ministry because we're going to build relationships. And those are words that appeal to our sensational and sensual, in a good sense sensual, but nonetheless sensual spirit, our nature. See, this is what we refer to and mean by itching ears. Galatians 6:9 tells us to do good to all men. But we need to understand that in the context of 1 John that deals with fellowship. That fellowship is first with God and then those who are in fellowship with God. So we fellowship in the building of families, but it's in doctrine and in the service of fulfilling the Great Commission and separation from the world. In Ephesians 4:11-13, it says about the Lord that he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Now, perfecting is the maturing of the saints. That looks individually. For the work of the ministry is putting those individuals in the work of the ministry of the local church. And for the edifying of the body of Christ, of building up the entire church as one unit in Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith. Okay, the faith, the most holy faith, the Bible calls it. And of the knowledge of the Son of God, who is holy, harmless, unto a perfect, a mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, Christ being the measure, Christ being that that we're seeking to be reconciled to, not man's image. That is the goal. So, and that is God's goal that he has given. Satan is a deceiver who does not reveal his hand. He allures with terminology, things that sound good, just like with Eve. Oh, you'll be as gods. Boy, that sure appealed to the ear. And so they go that way. But sound doctrine then is compromised and not endured. If you'll always notice, this is true about just about every movement that goes away from the fundamentals of the faith. First, they move something. And then they remove it and get it out of the way. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, they start off, they say, well, look, we're going to have blended church services. And then they have a blended and a contemporary. They don't have traditional and contemporary. They have blended, which is a mix of both. And then it's just pretty well contemporary after that. First they move it, then they remove what was right and holy. See, that's it. When the church starts removing the standards, they'll move it. Say, well, we don't have to be so adamant about that. Then they'll remove it. I've had people come tell me, Pastor, we agree with you on the King James. Well, look, I believe that the King James is right because it uses the Masoretic text of the Old Testament and the Textus Receptus for the New Testament. And because those are preserved, Bible should be translated from those documents. These others use other documents, and every other Bible in English is using those other documents. And if they're not using them completely, they're at least using the footnotes from the documents, which shouldn't be used at all. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.